Listen to this news. Erdogan urges boost in U.S.-Turkey trade and defense at investment conference. At the 15th Turkey Investment Conference in New York, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke to American and Turkish business leaders, highlighting the bolstering U.S.-Turkey economic ties. Organized by the Turkey-U.S. Business Council, TAIK, the event highlighted spurred trade over the past 2 years. Economic and commercial matters constitute one of the most significant aspects of our relations with America, Erdogan said, noting that the U.S. is now Turkey's second-highest export market and fifth-largest import source. Trade between the two nations exceeded $30 billion last year, and Erdogan expressed confidence in reaching the goal of $100 billion with strategic efforts. He stressed the removal of trade barriers, including tariffs on steel and aluminum, and sanctions under the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act, CAATSA, pointing to potential benefits for both sides. Turkey's economic growth. Erdogan highlighted Turkey's strong economic performance, with an average growth rate of 5.4% over two decades. He also noted $270 billion in infrastructure investments and Turkey's position as a top global drone exporter. Erdogan pointed to recent economic reforms that have lowered inflation and improved public finances, even after natural disasters. Unemployment has improved beyond expectations, and international credit rating agencies have upgraded Turkey's ratings in 2024, reflecting economic stability. Future goals. Looking ahead, Erdogan outlined plans to increase Turkey's share of global investment from 1% to 1.5% by 2028, focusing on high-tech sectors such as renewable energy, biotechnology, defense, and automotive. He encouraged U.S. companies to invest in Turkey's growing economy, defense ties, and business expansion. In defense, Erdogan called for renewed cooperation, citing the F-16 modernization project as a major milestone. He announced Turkish plans to establish production facilities in Texas, strengthening U.S.-Turkey defense ties. He also called for streamlined visa processes for Turkish businesses entering the U.S. market, recognizing the private sector's role in advancing bilateral relations. Most popular, India rejects RCEP deal. Piyush Goyal cites China, ASEAN concerns.